trying to reduce the huge coastal fatalities here by 2024. So we've set ourselves quite a timeline and a target to reach, because I don't know whether people are aware or not, but around the coast of Britain and Ireland every year there are approximately 200 people who drown. And we're setting out to have that by this, or through this Respect the Water campaign and all the other things we do. And I know it's terrible sometimes to quote statistics about people, but of those 200, approximately 60% of them never wanted to be in the water. So they're people who have come close to it, have been swept in, fallen in, or whatever. They're not the seagoing fraternity as such. So there's an awful lot of people who lose their lives that way. And we, through this Respect the Water campaign, we're hoping to educate and influence and make people aware of just the high hazards and dangers along the coast and the way that people are at risk.
Now, this particular program, along with all your operations, are totally voluntary. And with that in mind, you're dependent very much on contributions from the public. And perhaps it's timely that today is one of the key days as far as Ireland Life fundraising is concerned.
Yes, indeed, Donal. And we are totally dependent on the generosity of the public. And today is our sort of National Flag Day, and there are people out in all major towns around the country today collecting on behalf of the RNLI, and that's just another brick, if you like, in the wall of fundraising that goes on all around. But today is a national sort of collection day, and you know, if people see collectors on the street, I would hope they can be generous to them and understand that all of the work that we do is of a voluntary nature. And charities come in for a lot of stick these days, but out of every euro collected, approximately 85 or 86 cents of it goes to provide the services, the balances in the administration, etc. But the bulk of our monies are channeled into the services we provide, and that's in the network of stations around the coast that where the volunteers are on 24-hour alert, as well as all the backup through campaigns like Respect the Water that we're trying to mount and help to educate and influence people in and around the dangers of going to sea and being around the water.